And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour starting now. A former office manager at a Bay County veterinary clinic has been sentenced after being convicted of embezzling thousands of dollars from the business. 42-year-old Lindsay Everett received a 272-day jail sentence Tuesday in Bay County Circuit Court. Judge Joseph Sheeran also ordered 3 years of probation and $25,000 in restitution. A jury found Everett guilty in April on a charge of embezzlement involving more than $20,000. Investigators say Everett worked as office manager at Bay Animal Hospital in Hampton Township from 2013 until 2022, where she handled company finances, including payroll and bill payments. A 19-year-old woman was injured in a single-vehicle rollover crash Tuesday evening in Huron County. The crash happened around 5:02 p.m. on May 26th along South Unionville Road near Stein Road in Fairhaven Township. Investigators say the driver was eastbound in a gray 2013 Toyota Highlander when the SUV entered a curve, left the roadway to the right, then crossed back over the road before leaving the roadway again. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the vehicle traveled through a ditch and into a field where it overturned onto the driver's side. Deputies say the SUV sustained disabling damage, and the driver was trapped inside the vehicle and had to be freed by firefighters who removed the sunroof to assist with the rescue. She was taken by Sebring Township Ambulance to Shure Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Authorities say the driver was wearing a shoulder and lap belt at the time of the crash while the airbags deployed. Weather and road conditions were reported as dry and clear. Fairhaven Fire Department, Sebring Police Department, Oak Beach Auto assisted at the scene, and the crash remains under investigation. And Thursday, May 28th, Joshua Lee Emerson appeared in Huron County District Court and faces a felony charge of operating while intoxicated or impaired, third or subsequent offense. Potential penalties include a fine ranging from $500 to $5,000, 1 to 5 years in prison, or probation with jail time. Further penalties involve community service, rehabilitative programs, vehicle immobilizations, and license sanctions. Tim Rutkowski is the prosecuting attorney, and Elizabeth Weisenbach has been retained to represent Mr. Emerson. A probable cause conference is scheduled for June 4th at 9 a.m. and a preliminary examination for June 12th at 10:30 a.m. Bond was set at $15,000 with 10% posted. Bond conditions prohibit alcohol and controlled substance consumption or possession and require compliance with pretrial services for testing and recommendations. The third or subsequent offense designation is significant because it elevates the charge to a felony, indicating that Joshua Lee Emerson has prior convictions for similar offenses. This classification directly impacts the severity of potential penalties. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.